make sure that you sit straight and don't put your hand anywhere near your face, even if you're nervous, because that will affect the quality of your voice and the way it's projected. Okay? Next. Number five, speak clearly. Now, what I mean by this is don't worry too much about your accent. Everyone has an accent, and as long as you do your best to enunciate the words clearly, that's all you can do. If you need to improve your pronunciation, work on that before your exam. If there are some very specific pronunciation errors that you tend to make or that people from your country tend to make, then obviously work on those beforehand. For example, if you're a Spanish speaker and you say yes instead of yes, then that's a big mistake that you want to correct well before you come to the exam. So work on those pronunciation issues before, and then afterwards, don't worry about your accent, just speak as clearly as you can. Okay? Next. Use descriptive words. By that, I mean, again, remember, we're supposed to show off, use the best English you have. So don't use boring words. Don't use overly used words like good, bad, okay, nice. Use exciting words. Use dynamic words to show that you have a rich vocabulary to express yourself in English. Don't just say good, say, or don't just say happy, say thrilled. Don't just say sad. You can say depressed. Use a more advanced word if you know it and if you're sure of the meaning. But most of all, try to stay away from the overly used words like good, bad, okay, nice. All right?